left in this hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Trying to tie in with Eric Olson. He is a professional angler from Red Wing, Minnesota. He's going to be in town tonight for an FM Walleyes meeting. We just had Eric on the phone and we lost him. Must be bad cell connection wherever he is. But there is an FM Walleyes meeting tonight in Fargo. And we like to give those people a shout out whenever we can, whenever they have one of these great anglers come into town. And so I would suggest that if you get a chance to go to the meeting, to go to it tonight. What else you got to do? It's going to be cold and miserable and everything else with the weather coming in the way it is. And so get to the FM Walleyes meeting. Here we have him, Eric Olson, professional angler, Red Wing, Minnesota. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Are you driving through the big snownami going through southern Minnesota right now, or what's going on?
No, I'm actually sitting in beautiful Fargo, North Dakota right now, waiting to do my seminar tonight.
Wow! Good for you. You got here early. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I figured I better squirt on out of the southern part of the state before anything moved in and caused us some travel issues. Because being from Red Wing, it's right now they're under blizzards and 5 to 12 plus inches, and it's time to get out.
You might be staying in Fargo or St. Cloud or Albertville tonight, my friend, so just be prepared for that.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, unfortunately, but hey, it is what it is, right?
You're right. What time is the meeting tonight, and what? Where is it, and all those details, and tell us what you're going to talk about.
The details on where it's at, it's going to be at the Doublewood Inn. Yeah, Doublewood Inn. And I apologize, I'm just pulling up my little local where am I at and what's going on it. And it's going to start at 6 o'clock. Members are going to be there. And then 6:30, the general public will be invited in. So
okay, and so you're going to have your little spiel at probably 7 o'clock, I think. Because we like to allow people to commiserate and quench their thirst before the seminars.
And that's always a good thing.
Yes, it is. What are you going to talk about, Eric?
I mean, we're going to talk about spinner fishing. You know, one of the unique things in the fishing is that I like to talk about some things that can help every single person out there, whether they're beginner or advanced. And really, spinner fishing lets people go to just about any body of water and be successful because it works just about anywhere you want to fish it. If you want to fish at Devil's Lake, it works great. If you want to fish at Oahe, they work great. Mille Lacs, anywhere you want to go, it's going to be an effective presentation to really give everybody the do's, the don'ts, the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs of spinner fishing, whether it be on bottom bouncers or whether it be in open water trolling. And whether you're a beginner or an expert, really going to have ABCs of spinner fishing and what to do to make it effective. So it's going to be fun. And believe it or not, I usually like to use a PowerPoint because I could sit and talk about one point and get off on a tangent. But that's something that keeps me somewhat centered. And I have my own radio show down in Red Wing, Minnesota, and so I have a tendency to just talk about a lot about nothing. So I make sure I keep my content good.
I have a radio show every single day from 2 to 5, and I talk about nothing pretty much every day of the week, so it's fantastic.
Much to do about nothing, right?
I'd like to think I'm very important, actually, but we'll go a different direction on that.
And I think the way it goes, it's a great gig if you can get it, so stay on it, right?
now you're letting the secret out there. My bosses are listening, so watch your mouth, please, Eric, okay? You're letting the cat out of the bag here.
You need more money. Always need more money. The job you're doing is absolutely fantastic, and we love to have you on it and promote it.
God, you're going to become my co-host in the show. You're fantastic. Well, how important is speed in spinner fishing? How important is how fast you go?
Well, you know what's interesting? A lot of people say, well, I need to go slow, but really what's important is letting the fish tell you what they want to do. And believe it or not, most people think spinner fishing speeds should be about 1.2 miles an hour. But one of the things we found is that you can actually troll spinners faster. You simply change the type of spinner and change it up so that the spinner is actually functioning appropriately, doesn't put any funky action into it. And it really also allows you to run a crankbait at the same time as a spinner, which in the past people think is a no-no, I can't run a crankbait. But it gives you latitude to find out what's working, and it gives you latitude to really figure out what the fish are biting on, and it allows you to do some things that other people won't do. And that's really what it comes down to. People like to find fishing spots away from someone else, but invariably someone else will be there, and maybe they're on the same fish. But if you can find something that triggers the bigger fish, you win the game.
Cool, man. I got to run because we're up against a break. You know that because you're a radio guy.
I know how it goes.
7 o'clock, double wood in, Eric Olson. Do not miss it. Thank you, my friend, and drive safely, okay?
Thank you.
You better.
Be back in 2 and 2. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
you bet, Eric Olson. 4 o'clock.